Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, we're going to open up the big old tub of pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since we've done
it
that.
It has been a while.
I was going to bring that back today at 12:30.
One of my favorites.
Talk some college football earlier in the show. A lot of NFL talk. Today at noon, waiver claims start, which is a big time. Because the bottom of the roster got used so much last year. And if you think about, we went back and looked at last year's initial practice squad, and didn't we say only two guys off the initial practice squad didn't play in games for a team that went 15-2? That's pretty remarkable. And you know that when it comes right down to it, here is a Lions team that is trying to win a Super Bowl, that's cleared space to make a move, whether it's Za'Darius Smith, whether it's Jadeveon Clowney, whether there's some veteran they're planning on trading for, which is also possible. Kang just brought up something I hadn't even thought of, and that is when waiver claims are made, those guys have to go on the 53, which means there are players that are about to get waived all over again. Like, hey, you made the 53. Oh, wait, just kidding. No, you didn't. And they're about to get waived, and the Lions will have accessibility to them. Now, it's kind of a iffy proposition to think that you're going to get a really good player through to 28 on a waiver claim, but you can, because teams at the top of the board are interested in young players that they have room to stash because they're not a great team. Teams at the bottom of the board trying to win a World Series. World Series, a Super Bowl, also that. Although I bet Brad Holmes could win a World Series. No, you're trying to win a Super Bowl, so you're looking for veteran players.
Yeah, they're just clearing space for Micah Parsons. Get that deal. Did you see the latest with this? According to Pro Football Talk, there's a pending grievance over Micah Parsons' 2025 fifth-year option salary. The Cowboys have made the designation at defensive end, which would put the number at $21.3 million. Parsons thinks he's a linebacker and would be paid $24 million. Yeah. I mean, the fact that they're going to nickel and dime one of the best defensive players in football.
Mm-hmm.
This story is not, I don't think this one's going to go away anytime soon.
This is such bad blood. I was at the, when it started, I think it was Adam Schefter that reported that Micah Parsons at his camp said, here's the number we want. And Dallas hemmed and hawed and said, okay. And then Parsons came back and said, nah, we want more. Parsons camp came back and said, nah, we want more than that. Or somebody else got a contract, so they wanted more than that. And apparently, in NFL circles, that is frowned upon. If you set a price tag,
I get it, yeah,
and a team agrees to it, and then you change the price tag, people get pissed.
Understand. Totally so understand. That, if that's what happened, that's bogue.
Might have started them down the wrong path. So,
So I'm curious to see if in fact he does get traded. Ed Werder tweets out, Friday's practice to officially begin preparations for the opener against the Eagles seems a potential escalation point. Brian Schottenheimer, the coach, saying the team believes player is healthy enough to practice. And if he's not out there practicing, then you start getting fined and the whole bit again. Are they going to trade him? Or are they just going to hang on to this one, trade him at the deadline? I mean, the Cowboys going, I can't imagine they're going to be a playoff-bound team if they don't have Micah Parsons on that team.
No. No, they probably aren't.
And then, of course, the speculation is always going to be there.
Yeah.
Hey, can the Lions get him for this? We'll pay you the $24 million for this year.
Well, I mean, if it's a one-year deal, they just freed up $1.2 million to go towards
that.
All right, so the NFL.com came out with projections of stats for the coming season. Did you see this by chance?
I did not. I love this.
Okay.
Gets me thinking as I just put my yearly money into my account to start thinking about wagering.
Okay.
And I like to hear the props. What we got?
All right, so these are passing yard projections.
Yes.
Passing yard projections.
Uh-huh.
Do you think our guy Jared Goff makes the top five?
For passing yards?
Yep.
Yes.
Ken, do you think our guy Jared Goff makes the top five on NFL.com's passing yard projections?
Oof. Passing yards.
Yep.
I'll say yes.
Okay. Number one is Joe Burrow with 4,854 projected yards. Number two, Baker Mayfield. Number three, Patrick Mahomes. Number four, Jared Goff, 4,598 yards.
He was second in the league last year with 4,600 yards.
Passing touchdowns. Do you think our guy Jared Goff makes the top five?
Yes.
Again, Burrow number one.
He had 43 last year.
Projected at 39. Baker Mayfield, 37.2. Jared Goff, 37.1. Sorry, Kang, I forgot to ask you. My apologies.
I'm going to say yes, and it comes in at three, I'm thinking.
He had 37 last year.
All right, Kang, you go first. Rushing yards. Do you think a Lion makes the top five in rushing yards?
I do. I think Jahmyr Gibbs makes the top five.
You, Gator?
I think he's outside the top five.
I can see that. I mean, he receives a lot,
but
obviously.
I think he's going to have...
And he's sharing the backfield with Montgomery.
Yeah, top combined yards, I think he's definitely top five, but I don't think rushing-wise he would be.
Number one, projected Saquon Barkley, 1,548 yards.
That's dropping 500 yards from last year.
Number two, Derrick Henry, 1,505. Number three, Bijan Robinson, 1,488. Number four, Jonathan Taylor, 1,413. And number five, Jahmyr Gibbs, 1,387 rushing yards.
Yeah, baby.
He was fifth in the National Football League last year with 1,400 yards rushing. Interesting, out of those top five that you just gave with the new numbers,
yep.
I think only one of them had more yards rushing last year than what's projected this year. I think it was Bijan Robinson.
Rushing touchdowns. Do you think either of our running backs projects in the top five in rushing touchdowns?
I think Gibbs does, even though just so everybody can play along. David Montgomery was ninth in the NFL last year, tied for ninth with 12. Jahmyr Gibbs was tied for first with 16.
Okay. Ken, you think Gibbs makes the top five?
I do.
Number one, projected 13 touchdowns is Jahmyr Gibbs. Jonathan Taylor, two. Derrick Henry, three. Bijan Robinson, four. Josh Jacob, five. Receptions. Do you think Elijah makes the top five in receptions?
Yes, I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to be in the top five in receptions.
Okay. Yeah, Isaac Tesla. No, St. Brown, I agree.
Number one, Jamar Chase, 128. Number two, Amon-Ra, 111.
He was number two last year with 115.
Receiving yards. Do you think one of our guys makes the top five in receiving yards?
Oof. Amon-Ra was fifth in the National Football League last year with 1,263. I've seen some projections earlier in the year that had him at like 1,100 yards. I'm going to say he's just outside the top five, but I would not bet against it. I would take inside the five.
Okay.
I'm going to say outside the top five.
Number one, Jamar Chase, 1,722 yards. Number two, Justin Jefferson.
LSU.
1,598 yards. Number three, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 1,507 yards.
This is USC. Before the Tim Patrick trade, though. They don't know about the Tesla effect.
Tesla cutting into his yardage.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a J-Mo?
CeeDee Lamb is four. Brian Thomas is five. So no.
They don't have J-Mo listed.
How about receiving touchdowns?
Receiving touchdowns.
It's getting repetitive because there's so much Lions love.
There is. Amon-Ra was third in the NFL last year with 12 receiving touchdowns.
Is he in the top five this year?
Yes.
I agree.
According to the NFL projections on NFL.com, receiving touchdowns, Ja'Marr Chase 114, Mike Evans 211, Justin Jefferson 310, Amon-Ra St. Brown 4 at 9.3, T. Higgins 5 at 9. Let me move ahead because it's good. Let's get to some defense. Sacks. You think the Lions have anybody who projects in the top five in quarterback sacks?
Yes.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Might that be Scott?
Za'Darius Smith. No, I think it's obviously we think
obviously it's Micah Parsons.
Well, him too. I think Hutch will be in the top five.
Number one with 15, Aiden Hutchinson, the Detroit Lions. TJ Watt, 2 with 13. Miles Garrett, 3 with 12. Nick Bosa, 4 with 11. And Max Crosby, 5 with 10.
No Trey Hendrickson, who's led the league the last 2 years with 17 and a half each year.
Well, here's what they wrote. I purposely left Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons off for now because there's not a practical way to account for the impact of their contract situations keeping them in limbo, late reporters.
Well, obviously, Hendrickson has since signed, and we got issues with Parsons.
How about interceptions?
Let's see. Interceptions. Is Kirby Joseph, who led the league last year with 9, is he going to be in the top five? Yes, I say he is.
Kang?
I agree.
There's so much freaking Lions love. Number one, interceptions. Jaire Alexander with 5. Xavier McKinney of the Packers, number 2. Kirby Joseph, 3. 3.9 is what they projected at, so. There you go, NFL.com stat projections for the coming year. There is a looming. Sorry, go ahead.
Any total tackles?
It doesn't have total tackles.
Yeah, I guess Jack Campbell. Let me just do it for you. Year.
Jack Campbell 199. All right. There's a looming story that is going to affect many of you out there, and it's not good, not good at all. We'll get to that today at 11:46 here on Carson Anderson. On 97.1 The Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.